So, last week I have shared another guided meditation which helps us to experience our deep embeddedness in the web of life by connecting with the very ordinary everyday experience of being embodied, and that embodiment gives us a lifeline into the planet because, as we have said many times, the body and the planet are made from the same stuff. And through that, we have this line into the planet, this kind of lifeline into the planet. And depending on how we look at the body, on the one hand, it's an ordinary everyday experience, but if we look at it in a particular way, it also presents as a total miracle. And it really depends on how we are looking, and it with everything is like this, depending on how we are looking, that's what we are seeing. And that's one of the big avenues of transformation in the Buddhist teaching is to direct that consciously, to bring the mind from unwholesome thinking and patterning into wholesome. And it's also crucial now, to become aware of the paradigm of separation, the cultural narrative of separation, which is dying, really, because it's an evolutionary development that we are starting to understand that we need to align ourselves more fully with the way things are in order to continue to be able to live here. So, to get underneath the old paradigm into a deeper truth, that's what needs to happen, and we are standing together on this evolutionary threshold. And coming here to this gathering, we can consciously try to work with our minds, to dislodge the old paradigm and to make some great space for a different way of experiencing ourselves. And that's something we can really train in. And I'd like to share with you today again the a guided meditation on the elements, which is an ancient teaching which has been passed down to us, from the Buddha from Iron Age India. And it has this potency, it can really help us to dislodge the old paradigm, particularly if it's done, like on a ongoing basis. And also if it's done, I think, in a setting like in a group setting like this, because it sinks in more powerfully, I think. So just let us start with that, and finding a posture we can sustain for 45, 50 minutes. If you have to, stretch or get a drink or do whatever you need to get ready for that. And I'm going to guide us through some body scans and just allowing your mind to receive what is being said, and then the mind will respond. And starting, with a little screenshot of your being. How are you right now? What you're bringing to this meeting? Your body, how does your body feel? Your heart, your emotional life, your emotional world. And your mind. And just knowing what you're bringing with you here. You don't need to change anything, but just knowing what's present. And then you're taking one of your index fingers and pressing on the fingernail of the thumb and sensing that hardness, this direct experience of hardness. As opposed to softness, and there's a direct experience of earth element, structure, hardness, and softness, as opposed to, fluidity or something, is that direct experience of earth element. And we can connect with that in the body through the bones and the nails, toenails, fingernails, teeth. So just let us, start at the top of the head, becoming aware of earth element bones, skull bones, and we don't need to do anything, but just allowing that perception to fill the mind, hardness, bones, earth element. Just, so very gently sensing into that. And then sweeping, scanning down from the top of the head over the face and the jaw to the neck, bones, hardness, earth element. Then one shoulder, bones, hardness, earth element. One upper arm, bones, hardness, earth element. And then the lower arm, bones. Hardness, earth element. And the hand, bones, hardness, earth element. And then the other shoulder, bones, hardness, earth element. Upper arm, bones, hardness, earth element. lower arm, bones, hardness, earth element. Hand, bones, hardness, earth element. And then the torso with the spine and the rib cage, bones, hardness, earth element. Pelvis, hips, bones, hardness, earth element. And then one upper leg, bones, hardness, earth element. Lower leg, bones, hardness, earth element. And one foot, bones, hardness, earth element. Then the other upper leg. Bones, hardness, earth element. Lower leg, bones, hardness, earth element. And the other foot, bones, hardness, earth element. This whole body is permeated by earth element. Earth element internally and earth element externally in the rocks and the mountains is exactly the same earth element. Earth element is empty, empty of a self. And if we don't ingest earth element for 1 or 2 months, the body is going to shut down. It's in constant exchange with the biosphere through eating, going to the bathroom. We never cut the umbilical cord. There's a constant interbeing happening. We need to, consciously bring that to mind in order to take it in repeatedly. And in order, for earth element to hold together, there needs to be water element, which stands for cohesion, wetness, fluidity. And we can sense that in the flesh, the soft flesh, which is permeated by lots of liquids, blood and other liquids. And the body consists about 70, 75% of water element. So let us now, sweep up from the tip of the toes, sensing the softness of the flesh. What element? Then we come to the lower legs, flesh, water element. Upper legs, flesh, water element. The hips and pelvis, flesh, water element. Then the torso with the organs inside, flesh, water element. The hands, flesh, water element. Lower arms, flesh, water element. Upper arms, flesh, water element. Shoulders, flesh, water element. Neck, flesh, water element. The head, flesh, water element. This whole body is permeated by water element. Water element internally and water element externally. It's exactly the same water element. Water in the rivers and lakes, the oceans, the rains. Water element is empty, empty of a self. You're sensing the redness in the mouth. The same wetness as the wetness in the lakes and the rivers. And we never cut the umbilical cord towards the biosphere. And if we don't, drink water for about 5 days or so, the body is going to shut down. In order for water element, to form a body, it needs to be of a certain temperature. If it's too cold, it freezes. If it's too hot, it evaporates. And that brings us to the next element, the fire element, which stands for temperature, hot and cold. And we can sense that on the skin, where the air in the room touches the skin. So we're gonna scan down now from the head over the face, skin, fire element. to the neck, skin, fire element. Both shoulders, skin, fire element. And sensing the torso, skin, under your clothes, skin, fire element. Maybe you can feel the warmth, you know, which is trapped in the clothing, touching your skin. And then the arms, skin, fire element. There's maybe some warmth under the arms. And then the hands, skin, fire element. The pelvis and the hip area, skin, fire element. And over the legs, skin, fire element. Down to the feet, skin, fire element. This whole body is permeated by fire element. Fire element internally. And fire element externally in the, you know, which comes from the sun and also from the center of the earth is exactly the same fire element. Fire element is empty, empty of self. And our body can only live in a certain temperature range, you know, which we can extend with clothing and housing and heating. But nevertheless, it's limited. And outside of that, the body cannot sustain itself. And you know, heat is the result of friction. And so the movement of friction takes us to the next element, which is the wind element, which stands for expansion and contraction movement, pressure. And we, you know, can sense that through the breathing process, chest expanding and contracting. And if we don't breathe for like 3 minutes, or some people can train up to 7 minutes, body shuts down. So we are in constant exchange, and plant life produces oxygen. And we are breathing out what the plants need to build up their bodies. It's just such an amazing process, which is really awesome when we allow it to touch us so directly. With the out breath, just allowing that to be a little bit longer and relaxing into the spaciousness, which is the next element, the space element we are sitting in, and there's also spaces inside the body. So, remaining grounded in the ordinariness of embodied experience, the weight, the gravity, which keeps us connected to the planet, but at the same time also opening to the amazement, of this synergy, of this self-regulating, intelligent process of countless forms of lives, coexisting in this way. It's a way of looking, which can help us to compost the old narrative of separation. And by learning to resonate with our world through attuning to our embodied experience. And kind of learning to see these bodies of ours like as organs of listening, or organs of looking into the web of life. So, starting to approach that which is not approachable through the senses in the ordinary way. But we need to expand the capacity for perception by training, in the way we just were doing. Paying attention intentionally at certain, features of our experience which usually escape us. But through the guidance, we can start to expand that. And then, the body can become like a portal into the planet. The vulnerability of the embodied experience can become a portal. And that's, what our world needs right now. The willingness to be with that, because there's also a certain discomfort at times, because there's lots of trauma also locked into our bodies, which are also waking up if we are attending in this way. That's why it is so good to do that together. To co-regulate. It's just together remembering, that our bodies are emerging out of the biosphere and are kept alive by being fully networked into it in these rather invisible ways, invisible to our ordinary eyes. But we can activate, the eyes of the body. More an intuitive sense. And even all of us, I think on this call, we're all white. We're all coming, from European, our distant relatives, or we are descendants of European settlers, and but even our distant ancestors, they have known that. They have understood our deep interbeing with the modern human world. They have lived, in this reciprocal relationship with the land. In the more distant past. But then that has been lost, that knowledge has been lost, has been buried. And now there's this emergence of remembering, because that's the next step, that's the next evolutionary stage for our species on this planet. And the self-regulating intelligence of the planetary process is bringing that forth now through all of the pressures, which are going on, the climate crisis being the one which envelops everything. And inside of that, many things, are just becoming intensified. And taking us deeper. And we can really intentionally align with that voluntarily, so to say, and together. By creating, the inner and outer space for the dawning of the remembering who we really are, what these bodies are. Like a new and at the same time very ancient knowing. We can help through our willingness, through our attentiveness, we can help to midwife that in our own lives. And that we are really indigenous to this planet, all of us. It's a global tribe. And we are part of it. Yeah, we are going through an initiation, really. Making us more mature participants rather than adolescents, who are having lots of expectations and not wanting to take any responsibility. We're going through that. You know, all of us. And through doing that together, meeting in this way and allowing that to become conscious together, that is very, you know, settling really in the middle of the challenges. So working with that, the intuition and these different ways of knowing, you know, they are not all going through the dualistic thinking process through the brain, but it's more like the whole body knows, the whole body resonates and starts to remember. Because simply that's what's up now for us. So there's a new understanding being born. And the way to connect with it is through the body. Because the body is the planet, and the planet is the body. You know, it does seem extremely slow work because, you know, that's composting, it takes time. Just, you know, noticing the, yeah, the fear, the impatience, all of this, you know, that's all of this. Doubts and other patterns, you know, which are being thrown up through the process. That's why it's so important to meet as a group. Leaning into that Sangha community, spiritual friends who reflect, you know, back to us that we are not alone with this because it can't be done alone. So we're not breathing into the body and allowing some space to open up very gently, very kindly. All part of humankind. That's the earthworm practice, is that patient perseverance, metabolizing what is in front of us. And through that, helping with the composting of the old paradigm. Breaking down the old forms and allowing new forms to emerge. Forms, which are able to regenerate life on Earth rather than taking and extracting more. So regenerating and nourishing and bringing back to life. And same thing into what we can bring to that process. And if it's just our awareness, our attention, that is enough. Just consciously taking in. That we are on this threshold, that is already a great contribution. And a breathing up and breathing in that aliveness. And sensing it through the body. Like a vibrancy. And then relaxing with the out breath. Really, relaxing into the holding off the earth. And also, noticing the urge to evolve, which brought you here today, which, brings you to this group every week. Which is an expression of that aliveness. And allowing, that aliveness to inform us, to resonate, throughout the body. And resting in the awareness. As we are, making ourselves available for that, we are growing in the ability to respond for what future generations need to be here. Helping in opening up that space. Being aware of what is happening. As we are cultivating that capacity to be in relationship with that, it will become increasingly clear, what is our contribution besides doing this inner work. How can that translate into outer work? Earthworm practice for the Anthropocene. And for the last few minutes of the meditation, just really coming back into the body by sensing the ground underneath. And sensing maybe if you can the presence of all everybody in our little group today. A not so little group actually. This is a process, and you're not alone in that. And as I'm now ringing the bell, just trying to keep your inner connection with your body as you slowly, open your eyes and maybe taking in with whom you are here today, the other people in the Zoom room.